This week on the program, we've spoken a lot about property. Property prices are actually coming down. I don't think that's actually a terrible thing. The New South Wales opposition and the government in New South Wales are involved in a political fight over stamp duty to try and make houses more affordable for first home buyers. But there's an even greater issue in the property sector at the moment, and that's homelessness. So when we're talking about people buying properties, that's at one end. But at the other end, a lot of people can't even afford to rent a property. Homelessness, it appears, is on the rise. According to analysis from last year, the number of Australians seeking finance and housing support has increased by almost 10%, 9.2%. Kate Colvin is the CEO of Homelessness Australia and joins us on the program. Thank you for your time, Kate.
Oh, good morning.
We spend a lot of time talking about people trying to buy homes and get into the property market, and it's really hard, particularly for younger people. But that all actually has a flow-on effect. The fact that it's so expensive to buy housing in this country, that has a flow-on effect, doesn't it?
Oh, look, absolutely, because people who can't afford to buy a home are stuck in the rental market. And look at just looking at Sydney, you know, rents have gone up 31% in the past 12 months. I mean, that's incredible. And rents were already high. So for people on a lower income, just keeping up in the rental market's impossible. I mean, you know, who's had a 31% pay rise in the past year?
Certainly no one. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare figures that have been released, they show this dramatic increase in the number of people who are seeking support. It's up 9.2%. So across the country, it's almost 100,000 people in the last year sought financial or housing support. That's an extraordinary figure. 100,000 people needed help from an agency.
It is. It's a lot of people, and this is people who are coming to a home of service and saying that, look, the reason that they're struggling is, you know, cost of living, financial issues, housing stress issues. And the increase was actually higher in New South Wales than the national average, so 10.4% in the past year. So it's a big issue, and we've had those massive rental increases, but there's also other cost of living issues. So people are dealing with more expensive food at the supermarket, petrol, of course, energy costs are up. So, you know, from every direction, people are squeezed, their incomes are not catching up. You know, a couple of increases, maybe you can make some savings in your budget, but there comes a point where people don't have any room to move. They're choosing between putting food on the table and paying the rent, and that's where, you know, people end up at a homelessness service. And sometimes there's not much, you know, it's not like home services can find someone a cheaper property, because that's, you know, it's those cheaper properties are not there. And that's why we sort of talk about needing more social housing, so that there are options for people.
We have an election coming up in New South Wales. This is a national problem, obviously, and even for our listeners in Queensland, almost 19,000 people sought help in the last financial year. But we have an election in New South Wales coming up, and over the past couple of days, we've seen the Labor Party, the opposition, announced their stamp duty concessions to try to encourage more first home buyers, to make it cheaper for first home buyers, and the government is doing a similar thing. But if we look down at the other end of the scale, what do you want to see the big parties do when it comes to homelessness?
Look, the most important thing that the parties can do is to get more housing on the ground. People can't afford rentals in the private market. There's just not enough for it to go around. We've got record low vacancy, and that competition is squeezing to harder. So having more affordable rentals, so have an option when they're looking for a place to live, that's what would make you know, the biggest difference. And you know, I suppose alongside that is having capacity.
Kate, so what does it mean? Does it mean that governments need to physically build social housing themselves, invest in it with private contractors? What's actually necessary?
Look, the best thing that government can do is resource more social housing properties. Now, they might be delivered directly by government, so them building social housing, or they can work with the community housing sector to deliver that housing. And it doesn't need to be all the New South Wales government. I mean, the federal government's got a role to play too. To be fair, the New South Wales government has done less than the Victorian government and the Queensland government. So You know, the New South Wales government could certainly do more to deliver social housing for people in New South Wales.
Is this something that you want to see be an election issue with the New South Wales election coming up in March?
Look, with rents having increased 31% and record low vacancy rates, I don't see how it can't be an election issue. This is causing an immense pain in the community. And, you know, there's people just spending weeks and weeks, months even, trying to find a rental, and people's budgets are completely squeezed. So it's a really important issue. It's having devastating impacts on people's lives, but it also has economic flow-on effects if people can't move house to sort of take up a job, or, you know, you've got whole regional communities where they can't staff the restaurants and other businesses because they can't get people to move to the area because they can't find housing. So it's an important issue, and it should be top of the list at the election.
In terms of the sort of people that it's affecting, is it just, for instance, people who've come through marriage breakdowns, or older people, or is it affecting young families with children?
Look, it's a really broad range. I mean, I think homelessness has most typically been experienced by people who are out of work, but increasingly we're seeing low-income workers facing homelessness. We've got people with working parents, you know, whole families living in tents because they can't find housing. And, of course, older people on fixed incomes, another group that really struggle in the rental market. And families, you know, a real estate agent will often choose perhaps a professional with no kids over a family with kids. It's a very competitive market, and they can make those choices. So it's affecting a lot of people in the community.
It's really extraordinary. We live in one of the richest countries in the world. It's 2023, and we still have so many people who are struggling to find a home to live in. Thank you for your time today, Kate.
Thank you.
Kate Colvin from Homelessness New South Wales, and this will be an election issue as well. Now, the Labor leader, Chris Minns, is actually announcing more of his social housing policy, and what Labor will do if they win the election in March is they'll merge three existing government agencies into one body. So there'll be a new agency called Homes New South Wales, and it will merge the Land and Housing Corporation and the Aboriginal Housing Office, the Department of Communities and Justice, to address problems within the system. Basically, get rid of some bureaucracy, cut some red tape. Because the waiting list for public housing in New South Wales is now more than 50,000. So if they reduce some bureaucracy, maybe that'll help. It'll be interesting to see if the government responds to that.